Need to wake yourself up.
Honestly, I'd rather not.
Really?
Why?
Because I'm tired.
Well, get over it.
And get back to work.
Not without a court order.
I never thought that you'd hear these terrible words from my lips. But we'll have to go to work.
We have a lot of work to do.
Good luck with that.
It's a brand new day.
It's Thursday.
All right, dimwits. On with the show.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is showtime, and I'm so glad you're here. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I am just, wow. Wow. It's going to be one of those wow days. And you can call up and tell me I'm full of it, or you can just listen to the experts that I find. Listen to what I do literally from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because I stop down and I have some lunch, until 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. And what I scour the internet for. Because once again, we have a situation where it's just all a magic trick. Watch what the right hand is doing. Focus on the right hand. Focus on COVID and elections. And all along, the other hand is what's really going on. What they don't want you to focus on. Why they don't want you to focus on that, I'm not quite sure. But thank you for being here. Because hopefully we can make sense of it. There's nothing sweeter this holiday season. And let me tell you, when I'm in a mood, it's the first thing I go for. Some sweets from the chocolate shop. If you go online and you try to find them, because they do take orders online, make sure you put an extra P in there. It's chocolate shop. You know, like shoppy, like the old English version. S-H-O-P-P-E. And they can ship it wherever you want it. Even have Nevada-shaped boxes. It's really cool. Make all your friends out of state jealous. Put some Bordeaux in there and some truffles. It's great stuff. So be listening for your chance to win a gift certificate for a $25 box of truffles. And thank you to all of those who have sent in emails and texts that they picked up their chocolates and they're hoarding and not sharing because they're so delicious. So congratulations. And we're going to be giving these away until the 17th. So you got a chance to win today. You got a chance to win tomorrow and then all of next week as well. All right. Well, I guess we just get right into this. And I don't mean to upset anybody or, you know, cause PTSD or any of that. But you have to be aware of what's going on around you. At 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, answer today's poll question. American warships are amassing on both coasts, and Nellis Air Force Base has seen a threefold inactivity, especially over this past weekend. Do you believe it's a blank? And then there's some options on there for you. Are they preparing for a new American Civil War? Are they preparing for something with China? Or, as officials at Nellis said, it's a training exercise. Last time I checked, I don't remember seeing a training exercise on both coasts, East Coast and West Coast. So Monday, I brought you that somebody had tweeted me over the weekend. Somebody else that I follow, And you can too. It's Monkey Works, but it's W-E-R-X, Monkey Works. And he does an amazing job at following military air traffic. He's like a full-time observer, military air traffic control. And that's where I got kind of turned on of what's happening at...
Our next witness is...
Sorry about that. Waiting for that. Sorry, my phone was blown up there. You can follow Monkey Works, but he's the one and others that turned me on to what was going on at Nellis Air Force Base, where they said it was a training exercise because they had something like 27 or 25 C-17 aircraft that were going in and out. Well, that was a really quick training exercise, if that's what it was. But there were also a lot of locals that were saying that they saw a lot of troop movement as well. Okay. You know, maybe it is a training exercise. Seems like an interesting time to have it when there's so much chaos. We have Chaz starting up again. You may have heard that in the news. But this is what concerns me. I am getting this from another radio program. This came out actually 2 days ago. And I finally got on top of it. Naval deployments. So, according to the U.S. Naval Institute, the Navy has deployed 3 aircraft carriers and a landing helicopter dock off of the West Coast. Okay, so off of the West Coast there is, and you can do your research, start looking this up. Off the West Coast is the USS Carl Vinson, in the Pacific. Along the Oregon-Washington border is the USS Essex off the coast of San Francisco. The USS Theodore Roosevelt and its strike group off of the coast of Los Angeles. Off of the East Coast is the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. They're off the coast of Connecticut. Off the coast of New Jersey is the USS Gerald R. Ford. Now, don't forget, a couple of weeks ago, I told you that we were also, or we had ships in China. Oh, I forgot one. The USS Iwo Jima is off the coast of South Carolina. So, let's see, where are we? The Ronald Reagan is off of the coast of Japan. And the Sasebo. This is concerning. The Nimitz is out there as well. This is what I think you should be thinking about. I know everybody's still worried about the election and where is this going in the Supreme Court, but let me tell you, all of this, all of it ties in together. There is word in the intelligence circles that if the Supreme Court voids any or all of the November 3rd election due to the massive fraud, and we all know it, and violations of the U.S. Constitution with changes to election laws, which we saw right here in Nevada, the lawless extension of voting for weeks on end, I mean, aren't they still counting them in some places? The Democrats, this is what I'm understanding. The Democrats are planning on asking the United Nations, the Blue Hats, to invade and to depose Trump as a dictator. So in other words, physically remove him from office. Now, there is also word within intelligence circles that the states of California, and I've brought this to you before. I mentioned this, almost months ago. California, Oregon, and Washington, plus New York, might actually try to secede from the union if Trump gets four more years. And, well, we may need to forcibly get those states back under the control of the United States. We have a lot of military people who listen to this program. We've talked about this before. I have always pushed you to be prepared. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. I'm not saying that this is all going to happen. But something else that I want you to know about is the entire Russian fleet and the entire British fleet. They are now being tracked as they head into the North Atlantic. I don't want you to panic, but again, I want you to be prepared. Hence today's poll question. You have to keep an eye on everything. This was put out by Lynn Wood, somebody who I trust. I think he's an amazing man. Good advice to keep a very close eye on everything Communist China does over the next several days and weeks. And this was a tweet that was sent to him. Tian Yangsin. Pay special attention to the CCP's nuclear submarine. The CCP's, come on, you know what that is. Communist China. The CCP's nuclear submarine formation will sneak out of the submarine fortress beneath the main man-made islands and reefs of the South China Sea and creep into mainland America's reach, threatening our national security. From what I've been following, we're in trouble here in Nevada because they don't care about us. What China wants is, and it literally is our heart, they want our heartland. They don't want the coast. They don't want the high desert. They want the rich farmland of the Midwest. There have been theories out there that I get sent, and again, you can look at this for yourself. You can see this through the naval information. All right, you can see it through the naval deployments. I have somebody that sent me a text the other night and said, Pray for my son. He can't tell me where he's at, but he's on deployment. People keep pushing President Trump to declare martial law. I just want you to have all of this information at your hands. You can see the maps of where what's flying in and out. You know, that's the wonderful thing with the internet. All of this technology is out there for you to research this, because this is what the mainstream media is not going to tell you. They're not going to let you know what's going on around you. They want you to be focused on nonsense. I want you to be focused on your safety, on your family's safety. Why do you think stores are selling out? Why do you think firearm sales are skyrocketing? Ammo. Stores running out of ammo. If you've waited until this point, until it gets slapped in your face, then heaven help us. And I know a lot of people are asking that and praying that as well. Heaven help us. Because nobody wants to see a civil war. But there are those out there who want to totally control this country. Because if the United States falls, the rest of the world falls into place. Sorry to scare you this morning. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
New from Calvin Decline. The latest fragrance for men. Concession. Concession. For the man in denial. The strong scent of refusal. Protest. And reality. Concession. Concession. One whiff and you'll want to go golfing. Democracy. Election hoax. Recounts. Court rulings. Concession. 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 You may never be able to smell it. Probably not available anytime soon. Concession. Concession.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And a lot of crazy stuff happening around us. And right here in Nevada, who do we have watching our back? Governor Sisolak? Who is he relying on for his information on keeping this state shut down and killing the economy? We need Senate hearings like this.
Thank you, Dr. Ryder. Our next witness is here in person, Dr. Pierre Corey. Dr. Corey is the former associate professor and chief of the critical care service and medical director of the Trauma and Life Support Center at the University of Wisconsin, and recently joined the ICU service at Aurora St. Luke Medical Center in Milwaukee. He is board certified in critical medicine, pulmonary diseases, and internal medicine. Dr. Corey has traveled across multiple states in the U.S. to care for COVID-19 patients throughout the pandemic. He is also the president of the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, a nonprofit organization of critical care specialists led by Professor Paul Merrick, whose mission over the last 9 months has focused on the research and development of effective treatment protocols for COVID-19 using repurposed drugs. He received his MD from St. George's University School of Medicine, and I'll only add that we added Dr. Corey very late to our hearing in May, because I'd heard of his development of, anti-inflammatory steroids in critical care on COVID. And Dr. Corey, I have to tell you, I've had doctors come up to me and thank me for holding that hearing where they listened to you, change their thinking. They believe they've saved their patients' lives because of your testimony at that hearing. I hope your testimony will be as impactful today. Dr. Corey.
Senator, thank you, and thank you for holding this hearing. I just want to start out, I didn't think I'd have to say this, but I want to register my offense at the ranking member's opening statement. I was discredited as a politician, I am a physician and a man of science. I have done nothing, nothing but commit myself to scientific truth and the care of patients. And to hear that I'm here because of a political angle, I am not a politician, I'm a physician. I want to start out by saying that I'm not speaking as an individual. I'm speaking on behalf of the organization that I'm a part of. We are a group of some of the most highly published physicians in the world. We have near 2,000 peer-reviewed publications among us, led by Professor Paul Marek, who is our intellectual leader. We came together early on in the pandemic, and all we have sought is to review the world's literature on every facet of this disease, trying to develop effective protocols. You just mentioned that I was here in May, and I touted, I wouldn't say touted, I recommended that it was critical that we use corticosteroids in this disease, when all of the national and international healthcare organizations said we cannot use those. That turned out to be a life-saving recommendation. I am here again today with a new recommendation. In the last 9 months, in our review of all of the literature as a group, again, we are some of the most highly published physicians in our specialty and the world. We have done nothing but try to figure out how to identify a repurposed and available drug to treat this illness. We have now come to the conclusion after 9 months, and I have to point out, I am severely troubled by the fact that the NIH, the FDA, and the CDC, I do not know of any task force that was assigned or compiled to review repurposed drugs in an attempt to treat this disease. Everything has been about novel and or expensive pharmaceutically engineered drugs, things like tocilizumab and remdesivir and monoclonal antibodies and vaccines. We have 100 years of medicine development. We know we are expert in all the medicines we use, and I do not know of a task force that has been focused on repurposed drugs. I will tell you that my group and our organization, I will say that we have filled that void. That is all we have done is focus on the things we know and things we do. And I'm here to tell you, Dr. Reiter, he just presented. He has one study of the many that I want to talk about. And I want to talk about that we have a solution to this crisis. There is a drug that is proving to be of miraculous impact. And when I say miracle, I do not use that term lightly. And I don't want to be sensationalized when I say that. That is a scientific recommendation based on mountains of data that has emerged in the last 3 months. When I am told, and I just had to hear this in the opening sentence, that we are touting things that are not FDA or NIH recommended, let me be clear. The NIH, their recommendation on ivermectin, which is to not use it outside of controlled trials, is from August 27th. We are now in December. This is 3 to 4 months later. Mountains of data have emerged from many centers and countries around the world showing the miraculous effectiveness of ivermectin. It basically obliterates transmission of this virus. If you take it, you will not get
so
sick.
So that's actually a 14 or a 10 minute hearing that I can't play. That's not from just some site. That's from Fox News, raw and live now. If people are still dying from COVID and scaring the hell out of you, if hospitals here are still pushing the fear, then they have not done a bit of education for them or their staffs. This is not a deadly disease like they are pushing. I'm going to go off on a tirade here. So here's some more Fox News for you. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And we have got your chance to win a great prize from the chocolate shop. So be listening for your chance. Right now, we're going to go back to the Actually, no, we're going to go there for the first time today because I just cannot stop talking about what's going on around us. But I want to hear from you and what you think about it. And especially with things like, you know, oh, the stories I get, just love this one that the guy with Pfizer, can't remember his name, former Pfizer science officer is revealing the great COVID-19 scam. It's a great article in LouRockwell.com. LouRockwell.com. Check that out for yourself. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dennis this morning. Dennis wanted to talk about the vaccine. What do you think, Dennis?
I think the vaccine's a hoax. But didn't that fella say that they're using ivermectin for the virus? And if he did, we've been using ivermectin in livestock for years and years because livestock are full of coronavirus. But anyway, I was wanting to let you know, have you heard about the great Barrington Declaration that came from Hillsdale College?
Yeah, I talked about that about 3 weeks ago. And it, again, we're the only people that are talking about this, Dennis. And you're right, it was... Yeah, it was ivermectin that he was talking about, the physician, because we have, like he said, 100 years of proven medicine, hydroxychloroquine and so many others. And this is just a push for the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccines.
You know, there's a doctor that advertises on your radio station, and he'll use hydrogen peroxide and a saline solution. You put a nebulizer and knock it out of your body in a heartbeat, just bam, just like that.
You know, it's amazing. This is all just to kill our economy, Dennis.
But
other people still don't.
He's told us, my wife's a cancer survivor, and he told us both, you're medically exempt, do not wear a mask, and we haven't put one on yet, and we're healthy.
Good for you. Good for you. Dennis, thank you for calling in and telling me about the ivermectin that you use in the horses. So this stuff is out there. But the mainstream media is not going to clue you in on it because they're just as corrupt as the politicians and the people like Fauci and Burks and the UN who are pushing it. And I'm starting to spit, so I'm going to go back to another phone call and take a deep breath. Let's check in with Nate this morning. Hi, Nate. Thanks for calling into the show. You wanted to actually talk about the troops amassing?
Right. How you doing, Monica? Yeah, down here in Carson. The troops are doing this because Russia and China, that'll be the final battle in Ezekiel 38 in the Bible. So we know that those two are going to try to invade us. It's not going to work. That will be the final battle. So you brought that up. Also, another point, I encourage everybody to go online, Secretary of State, see if their vote counted. I went on, and they said they had no record of my vote. So encouraging all listeners to check with Secretary of State. You can go online and do it real easy. But also read that Ezekiel 38. I don't know if you've ever read it, Monica.
Oh, yeah, I have numerous times.
Yeah.
And there's the three that are coming against us. There was a, you know, have you ever seen the prayer or the angelic session with George Washington?
Right, exactly. And this is all this is leading up to the end right now. We know how close we are. Anybody that doesn't think we're close is crazy. We're right around the corner from it, and everybody needs to get prepared because Antichrist will show up in Jerusalem first, and that's the one you got to watch for, and then Christ will return after. So we got to be here to take the suck, and we're going to be in the suck. And anybody out there in the military knows what that means. Thanks, Monica. We love you, man.
Thanks, Nate. Love you, too. All right, let's go back to the talk and text. Gene wants to talk about the military. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Hi, Monica. I just wondered if you knew what happened to our military back in 1949 when NATO took over. And that's supposed to be, I don't know how many countries are involved in that, but does our president really have power over our military, or does NATO and the UN? And I wanted to let you know, too, that Chad is a place in Africa. Just to put that out there so people can research it for themselves if they want to and see that I'm not crazy or lying. It's fact.
I wish more people would do research, Jean. I appreciate that. And no, our president has control of the military right now. And that if this amassing of troops is what's going on, it is to protect the American people from the UN. And it's the Democrats who are going to call for their help. So, Jean, thank you so much for calling into the program today. And, you know, I appreciate everybody who just does a little bit of research. Just read a few stories out there. And, you know, God love you when you send them to me, because it's just a reminder. I've been focusing so much on military sites last night that I completely forgot about this one that was going around, because people talk about, oh, there's no election fraud. There's no, you know, this or that. And, you know, get over it. You lost. This was back from February 26th of this year, February, going into all of this. And if you want to look it up for yourself, it's at lawofficer.com. Lawofficer.com. What I find interesting is whatever group that you are in, you have a website. If you're the military, you have a website. You don't want to go to army.com. You want to go to the website that the troops, the men and women, the families have put together to follow what each other is doing. Don't go to the official, you know, whatever websites you call them, the propaganda websites. Go to the websites that the men and women of the military actually use. Go to the websites that law enforcement uses, like lawofficer.com. Michigan State Police arrest celebrated Democrat official on not one, not two, but six felony charges of election fraud. What does the media constantly tell you? There's no election fraud. There's no election fraud. They also told you for months, even with the video out there, there are no riots. There's no riots. There's no election fraud. This is why you have to look these things up for yourself. I know it's hard because people come across fake websites. They come across misinformation. That's why you cross-check. And a lot of these websites, too, will put in their stories where this information is coming from. That is a hell of a great way to find out if it's legitimate or not. You know, when they're listing, when I put the word out that the CDC actually admitted in federal court that they have no proof that vaccines don't cause autism, that actually came from the federal courts. So I knew that story was true. That's why I felt comfortable putting it out. Go for yourself and look at the statistics on autism. The increase is parallel to the increase in new vaccinations. New vaccinations. There is one scientist, actually there's many scientists out there, that this new HPV vaccination that is being forced on children can actually sterilize them. Why would the school systems do that? liberal agenda. They may not have known about it, but it doesn't matter. It's liberal agenda. It's communism 101. Get control of the kids, get control of the education system, and everything else falls into place. And that's pretty much what we're doing right now. We are falling right into place. The Democrats want to rescind travel bans. They want to open up the borders. They want complete chaos, complete and utter chaos. We can't let that happen. And I'm pretty damn sure that that's why we are now seeing here in this country all of our best naval vessels, all of our best, the aircraft carriers, on the coast of the United States of America. Did you ever think that you were going to see that? We'll be back right after this and right after we give away some chocolate. That's right. Caller number 3 right now at 884-9910. You are going to pick up that gift certificate to the chocolate shop worth a box of truffles, $25. Right now, 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Caller number 3. Good luck.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being with me. And big congratulations going out to one of my Facebook buddies, Bob Doherty. Yes, Bob Doherty picks himself up a box of delicious truffles from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, a wonderful little gift certificate there. Bob, you can keep it for yourself or you can give it as a Christmas gift, but I tell you, to heck with them. Keep it for yourself. Enjoy. Enjoy. Who doesn't love a good truffle every now and then? All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines on the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. And check in with Mon this morning. Mon wants to talk about Lou Rockwell. And that is one of the sites where, actually, even before Mon started forwarding them to me, I was already on. One of my favorite sites. Mon, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I could talk about LouRockwell.com. There's so many things to talk about. One thing we could talk about is you made a comment the other day, and I don't mean to shift here on you, but you made a comment you went into Costco with your mom and you wore a mask on your chin. So we could talk about mask warfare in department stores if you want to and how I'm dealing with this mask thing. Guerrilla war of attrition is what I call it. You want to talk about masks or you want to talk about Lou Rockwell?
Let's talk about Lou. How did you stumble onto him?
Lou Rockwell was Ron Paul's first chief of staff when he was in Congress from 1978 to 1982, the first time around. Lou Rockwell, that's how I found out about following the Ron Paul campaign back in 2008. Lou Rockwell is one of the greatest individuals in the history of the United States. And of course, you don't fanfare, but people need to go and they need to sign up for his daily email and get his articles there because that guy, he posts articles. People come in and post on his website these various articles, but that is where, if you want to understand the Federal Reserve, and then Lou Rockwell left Congress, and he started the Ludwig von Mises, Mises.org, which is the Austrian School of Economics that explains why we have a boom-bust business cycle and the Federal Reserve and the creature from Jekyll Island and the whole thing there that happened. So if you want to understand the Federal Reserve and the money interest in international banking, you need to start there because they're the authors promoter of Mises, which was an Jewish economist who escaped Austria back in the late 1930s to get from Adolf Hitler, because Adolf Hitler was coming to get rid of Mises because Mises' family was very prominent in Austria, and Austria was the first country that Hitler took over. And, of course, Mises is Jewish, so they were out to get him and pin him up against a wall and shoot his butt. Well, he escaped to the United States, and he has a whole history since he came to the United States and creating the Mises Institute was named after him. But if you want to understand basic economics and why we have the boom bust business cycle, you need to start with Mises.org. That will explain it. But Lou Rockwell is the brainchild of that. And he was an intimate associate of Mises when Mises was alive. Mises passed away in 1971, lived from 1899 to 1973.
See, that's why I like putting stuff. That's why I like putting things like this out, because people don't, they don't know what trust or what sites to trust. You know, people think they're just so used to going to news sites, they don't know if they can, you know, branch out and go into something else.
Well, and the people that post at Mises are professors at universities that think along the Austrian line. They offer the alternative to the Keynesian School of Economics that's taught at the mainstream universities. Your kids are being indoctrinated with the Keynesian economic theory, the theory that government can tax and spend its way to prosperity, and you need to tax the rich, and you need to transfer payments to the poor. And you need
Mon, I got to cut you off because we're ending a hard break here. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update after all of that on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.